You're listening to SBS News.
On the outskirts of Palu, Surianti says her final goodbyes to her husband as he is laid to rest with other disaster victims in a mass grave.
I have nothing. My husband is gone. My house is destroyed. Only me and my daughter are left.
Surianti recalls the moment the earthquake shook the ground loose, the liquefaction rising up and burying homes.
The mud suddenly appeared. Everybody ran. There was no time to save anything, just the clothes we were wearing.
Some rice and cornfields travelled more than a kilometre from where they once stood. Soldiers and rescue workers know the window to find survivors is closing. 6 days later, emotions are overcoming many whose loved ones are yet to be found. This man is one of dozens waiting outside a damaged hotel in Palu for news of their missing relatives.
I hope that my wife is still alive. Hopefully God will work a miracle and I'm still hoping that they will find her. She's 6 months pregnant.
Others are frustrated that time is running out for anyone who may still be alive.
This evacuation process should not be more than 6 days, because if it's done more than 6 days, people who are inside there, who still want to live, won't make it.
Of the survivors, 70,000 are internally displaced after their homes were wiped out. Many now live in one of the 141 makeshift tent villages across central Sulawesi. Thousands of others have been desperate to get out of Palu, swarming the airport and waiting days, hopeful of boarding a flight. But the terminal building is severely damaged and it's also being used as a makeshift hospital. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has toured the worst affected areas, telling reporters of the challenges getting aid through because of fuel shortages and cut-off roads. He says the priority for his government is now restarting the local economy. Indonesia's top disaster official says 63% of the population could not hear the tsunami alarms because only 53 of an original 200 were working, and he says they need 1,000 of them. Australia's contribution to the humanitarian effort is now on the way. The Air Force has sent a Hercules aircraft loaded with tarpaulins, tools to build shelters, and hygiene and birthing kits to help those displaced. It's part of a $5.5 million relief response from Australia. Lydia Feng, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.